graphic designers are better positioned to create websites, okay, than web designers to do graphic design. Okay, and I know this is, it's a little bit
everything
of a mindfuck.
Everything is in Courier. That's the only font we could use. Well, yes, it's black, of course, and green type. What's wrong with it?
You're listening to The Angry Designer, where we cut through the industry bull to help frustrated graphic designers survive and thrive.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
So what's up?
Not a whole lot.
You had a nice little visit, eh? You were out of town for a little while.
I was out of town, yes. I was in our nation's capital, Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Working from Ottawa. That was fun. Did you miss me?
Yeah. Last week was a blur, dude.
Was it busy?
It was pretty busy. Yeah. It's been a little nuts lately, yeah. But that's okay.
I had a lot of stuff to do, that's for sure. But it was just, it's such a different animal when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you don't get that crush of the workload coming down on you. It's there.
It's there.
But
it's
just, it doesn't have the
environment.
You do. I totally do.
You know, I'm still convinced that in this creative studio, it's like once you're in a studio environment, it's hard to work remotely if you had to. If you started that way as a freelancer, that's great. You might be able to do that.
Yes.
I'd go crazy personally.
Yep.
But you know, once a studio, always a studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But on a good note, today was a good day with us.
Yeah. Oh,
so? We had an awesome pitch this morning that landed us a nice six-figure contract.
Ooh, woo.
So this is an interesting.
Must get a new car.
Yeah. No. I got too many of those. But unlike a bike where you can bike with one and drive, hold the other bike, doesn't work as well with
you can't
the cars.
Do that with a car. I'm going to take them both today.
So this was an old customer who disappeared.
Oh.
Who then came back. Right?
Yes.
And the story goes is that, you know, we had done their website years ago. Beautiful website. It was great. The website went great, you know, and it was getting them leads. It was getting them traffic, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a, you know, a little different thing, you know, like working as a graphic designer personally, but then offering, you know, web in our creative studio. But again, we're all things creative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we created their website. It was great. And then they disappeared for a little while. They thought they'd bring it in house. They thought they'd do some things, you know, here and there. And this has happened in the past before, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, the performance of the site tanked, the content tanked, right? They weren't doing the updates. They weren't doing the blog posts, right? And it was just because once you bring it internally, you lose sight so quickly.
Right.
And, you know, in less than 2 years, you know, the site it became non-existent online, right? The traffic dropped. There was no content, right? So they had all these issues with this site, right? And not that, you know, they came back because they needed help again and they had a whole, you know, turnover internally. And now they're like, okay, well, we need help. What can we do? But they weren't looking to redo the website.
Oh.
Okay, so this is the interesting thing, right? Okay. Obviously, they wanted us to give it a quick, you know, audit, look it over. So, of course, we divvied it off to the people who we know who specialize in these areas.
And right.
They're like, SEO, it's damaged here. And, you know, like, you know, page-wise, it needs fixing here. They gave us the technical errors on the site. But then, of course, came the content part, right? Which was non-existent. So, needless to say, we put together a creative proposal, okay, to... Nothing's happening to the site except we're just going to update it to Google standards and get it all happy, right?
Yep.
But then we created a content calendar. We created all this material, like 12 months worth of material that we're building out for them. Mm-hmm. You know, a new brand, you know, revigoration, or what's that word? You know what I mean, right?
Revitalization.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like bringing it back, bring the awareness back, right? So it was very much, you know, a branding campaign, branding exercise, branding strategy that, you know, has a lot of deliverables to it, right?
Right, right.
But it all surrounds around the website.
Right.
Right? Because the website is still the core.
Yeah.
And had we not done their website years ago, and again, the website technically is still a very good website.
Yep.
And again, you know, scoring wise, Google still loved the site, mm-hmm. right? If we wouldn't have done that, you know, and had them come back, said, listen, we need help with all the other elements, you know, the website is the core of the brand.
Yes.
And, you know, it still baffles my mind. Because again, we got all this work, a ton of work, a year's worth of awesome, you know, content creation, brand stuff, you know, new infographics, you know, a great social campaign. Mm-hmm. We get to create new content, and it's all, you know, hinges on this website.
On the website.
Had we not done that website, we wouldn't have got any of this work.
Right.
So it blows my mind that there's still graphic designers out there, you know, and I love them. Do as you wish.
Yep.
This is just my personal opinion for, you know, for how we've done things. There's still people that just don't want anything to do with web.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is, all this work that we just got mm-hmm. had nothing to do with redoing the web.
Redoing the website. So the website was fine.
Everything was good. We got a couple of minor touches. Updates,
yep.
Again, I'm not going to do because I am not a technical programmer.
You have a specialist for that.
We got a specialist for that, right? Yeah. And they'll go in and top to bottom, you know, Derek will go through that whole site and bring it back up to speed, right?
Yeah.
Louise will fix up front end. Mm-hmm. You know, we're of course going to plan out the content strategy. But again, I'm not touching it. But the thing is, it is the core of like almost every brand is, it, you know, starts online.
Yes.
So this is where it's like,
nowadays
it's
for sure.
Yeah. And honestly, I think what happens is a lot of designers, you know, and even you've been guilty of saying that it's like that logo project is fun. Mm-hmm. It's like that everybody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't do anything after that, what happens? You're giving it away.
We talked about this. Like if in this town,
yes.
If you or I were mm-hmm. just logo designers,
yes,
we would starve to death because not everybody needs a logo all the time. But now, and I understand that, you know, our friends that we've interviewed, like James, you know, they get by on that because it's a global community.
Alan, right? Yes. Again, even Will Patterson, like, I mean, all Will, these guys, now they are creating, you know, brand corporate ID items and such, right? But you're right. Like, I mean, they've specialized in their logos. You know, even Chrissy Campbell was going on about, you know, she didn't want to get into web. She's happy. And that's mm-hmm. fine and such, right? But then what happens is you're building the brand.
Yeah.
You're building the logo, you know, all the components, the patterns, everything else. And then somebody else is taking that work and putting it online.
Yeah.
And if that agency is competent enough to then also continue on developing future materials using the brand stuff you've created.
Yeah.
Well, they're not coming back.
Yeah,
it's going to be hard for that customer to come back if they find a good agency that can be like, hey, you know what? Let's face it. Like, I mean, the Pentagrams of the world.
Yes,
they're not just doing logos.
No,
they're doing everything,
and they do everything
exactly. Yes. And some of the coolest, biggest agencies, you know, they absolutely jump on this because mm-hmm. they know it's like it's so many touch points for a brand that it's crazy. And I get, you know, like the Jameses and all of the awesome, you know, logo designers that we've had on here, right? I get their point, right? They're getting enough logo work.
Yes.
That it's like, but they are at the top of our space. Okay. We're talking their online, you know, their online status is 500,000, you know, 3/4 million followers. Yes. They've got people, YouTube, million followers. Mm-hmm. Like they are like celebrities in this space.
Yes, they are.
So literally. People are knocking down their doors.
Yeah.
But what about the rest of the designers out there that aren't?
Yes.
Okay. And like you said, we would starve if that's all we offered. Mm-hmm. We love those projects.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, what the hell?
But yeah, it's just you can't survive on that.
Right. So, and honestly, I got tired of that whole feast and famine thing where it's like you'd wait for a logo project and then you'd disappear. And then you'd wait for another one and then you'd disappear.
Yeah. So, instead of occupying yourself with something else. You know what I mean? Like brochures or other things like that.
Right.
And when you get a logo, it's like, hey, oh, cool. I'm back to doing
absolutely,
the logo.
Absolutely. You know? Right.
Yeah.
I am, you know, proud. I am such a passionate graphic designer. That's what I love. But if it's possible to love anything more, it's owning an agency,
mm-hmm.
right? It is that one step up. So graphic design is my craft.
Yes.
But agency is I think if anything, that might be, you know, where my mind's at, because that's what pays the bills.
Yes.
On a regular basis.
Yes.
And, you know, in order to take my craft and take it to a new level, we've got to expand and offer that many more services.
That's right.
And I mean, to me, it's just like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You need to get into web to do this.
Yeah. It's like having a kid and only Like say Wayne Gretzky or Tiger Woods.
Yeah, yeah.
Only letting them do one thing. Do you know what I mean? You don't want that for your child.
Oh, geez. That's
so why would you
hard,
want that for your
right?
agency? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, it did work out for Wayne and Tiger.
Well,
however,
this is true. But like we said with Allen and those guys, they're at the top of their game.
But what about everybody else?
But what about everybody
what
else?
What about the hockey
Not
parents?
Everybody's gonna...
They're just there. My kid's playing hockey 24/7.
Yes.
And I mean, that kid is number 987,000th in the draft.
Yes. Never make it to the big leagues.
Oh.
You got to do something.
Well, it's true. And I know that there's a lot of apprehension with designers. And, you know, and this is what we're going to talk about.
I like this. This
right?
is awesome.
Yes. We are. We're going to talk about this today because, you know, this is an important topic that I think it'll future-proof designers, right? It'll give them a little bit more of, you know, an open eye towards what they could be missing out on, of course, right?
Yes.
But, you know, at the same time, it's just like, it's not that far of a stretch from what we're already doing.
Mm-mm.
And that's what people need to, they need to get rid of this whole fear thing that's holding them back,
yes.
right? Because if there's one thing that's for sure is graphic designers are better positioned to create websites, okay, than web designers to do graphic design. Okay, and I know this is it's a little bit
Everything
of a mindfuck.
Everything is in Courier. That's the only font we could use.
Well,
yes, it's black, of course, and green type. What's wrong with it? Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, that is a beautiful analogy. Well, that is so true.
And it's funny, right? Because it's like as a graphic designer, we think about the customer, we think about their product, we think about the end user, right? Like
yes.
we go so deep, you know, we're empaths,
yes.
right? And
yep.
we think about our customer and their end users, and we're trying to solve their problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Web designers, granted, some of them might have some UX chops, maybe,
mm-hmm.
right? They've got a whole different mindset. They're online. They're putting together, you know, designs, layouts, you know, to help flow.
Yep.
How deep they go in the client strategy is I mean, it varies, mm-hmm. I'm sure. And I'm mm-hmm. sure there are some web designers who are fantastic. They're UX designers. They get deep into all this.
Yep.
I'm sure there are some. But, you know, it's a very different leap going one way than to the other.
Yes.
Right? So yep. this is where it's like, so for a graphic designer to feel intimidated, not even want to consider this.
Yeah.
You're leaving a lot of shit on the table, not just the web design money to like to build the damn site.
Six figures.
But everything else. Yeah, exactly. Right. But we're talking everything else. We're talking all the ancillary projects
yes.
thereafter.
Yes.
You know, you got a website. If you create a customer website, man, that's just like, you know, your unlimited paycheck at this point forward because you're always creating new items for this website.
Right. Yes. And this was a great example of a client that kind of neglected that other end
the
of
other
the
other end.
And,
exactly.
and it's kind of interesting that they didn't bring anybody else on to do that because they're like we could have easily lost that, but
yeah,
it was kind of one of those things where it's like, hey, well, these guys do all that stuff, why don't we just get them back and help us fix this and move forward?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
Which is
and
great.
I mean, new fresh blood in their company,
yes.
and they were like, well, you guys know the space, you know the industry, you know there was a mess up internally here, but mm-hmm. you know you are the right company to keep us going.
Exactly.
So there was no shame. It's not like yeah. aha, now I got you.
Yeah, you're not thinking that. No, yeah, it's just and God bless them if they're leaving.
Yes,
I can't stop you.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yep.
I, you know, we're always going to be open. The door's always open here.
Right.
right? Yes. Yes.
So needless to say, I'm glad it came back.
Yes.
Great customer, great potential. And it's kind of a cool challenge.
Yes.
Right? Because
yeah.
there's a lot of moving parts to this that I'm excited to kind of bring back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, our experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reasons why graphic designers should offer web design.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, number one, there's an increased demand right now
mm-hmm.
in the space. Okay. So if you thought web design was hot before and an essential part of, you know, a brand, it's just becoming more and more. Now, granted, maybe sites aren't as large as they used to,
mm-hmm.
but they're still the core of a brand. And every yeah. time, everybody I talk to who designs logos, they say the next thing the customer asks is, do you do websites? and I mean, if you say no,
yes.
right, you're kind of dropping the ball. You're leaving money on the
yes.
table, right?
Yes.
Huge, huge.
And that's a great form of trust as well. Like, yes, I do your logo. And oh, and by the way, I have all this other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the ground or the land and expand model that we always talk about.
Oh, absolutely.
Where you're like, yep, I do that. I can do that. And before you know it, you're doing every goddamn thing that
absolutely.
This client.
And you are indispensable. Yeah. cash. Right? It's just rain in cash.
Yeah, it's rain in cash.
But it's true because, yeah, you know, what you're doing is you're setting yourself for, you know, like higher earning potential. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's another reason, yeah, right, why you should be doing this. For some reason, okay, so number one, for the odd reason, you know, people seem to perceive websites, they put more value in a website than they often do their logo, mm-hmm, right? A logo, they might, you know, they might see a value of $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, right? If you get a really, really good customer that is willing to go up to $8,000-$10,000, that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're talking averages here.
Yeah.
Well, those $8,000 to $10,000 customers who are paying that for a logo will have a website valued at $40,000 to $50,000.
There we go.
Okay. And it's not even like a crazy website with, like, we're talking just a standard website. Because if they're willing to pay that much for their logo and their brand, mm-hmm, they're willing to fork out for their online presence.
Yes.
Okay. And yes, again, remember, this goes past the website. This goes the website. Mm-hmm. Then this goes all the, you know, the visuals for the social campaigns, mm-hmm, right? Your social accounts, yep, right? So it all does live together. So number one, higher earning potential on just that project itself. Mm-hmm. But then once you've got that website, every few months, you're updating content, you're updating, yep, visuals, you're, yep, adding to this site. And you, mm-hmm, 'cause a website is an organic marketing tool.
Yes.
Okay. And we always, yes, tell everybody, worst thing you can do is build it and let it sit there. Yeah, yes, and leave it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Unlike Field of Dreams, if, you know, they won't come, okay? You can build it, but if you're not feeding it, they will not come, oh, okay?
Kevin Costner reference. You, I like, love that? It.
Yes. Poor Kevin will be sitting there crying, sitting on his horse. Oh, the baseball days.
That's funny.
So yeah. I mean, again, higher earning potential, okay? Big time. You know, comprehensive branding services. Okay. Yeah. Once you start offering outside of just the actual brand creation, okay, mm-hmm, you are now taking their brand to that next level. You're actually putting it online. You're actually creating the voice for their brand, mm-hmm, putting it online for people to read, creating the story that people need to hear. I mean, yep, all of a sudden you go from graphic designer to like a brand strategist. Yeah. And there is so much more money in that.
A huge market. Right?
Yes. And again, we're not talking about Corp ID. We're not talking about creating, mm-hmm, you know, a branding package. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's face it. Brand goes way past than just the visual identity, mm-hmm, that people see.
Yes.
And again, this is future proof.
Yeah.
Okay. Because again, you know, no matter what anybody's talking about, technology, how it's going, what AI is coming, if it's coming for our jobs, you can say this and that, but it ain't coming for a brand. Because the brand is, you know, this is a, you know, a total of all the actions people experience,
yes,
you know, dealing with your company. Yes. So if you have a say in what those actions say and how people react to it and this and that, yeah, I can't touch that.
Nope.
So again, you're future proofing yourself in that sense.
Exactly.
So again, a higher, you know, you become a deeper, more integrated branding strategist in this case, okay?
Nice.
Of course, we've already said this creative expansion, mm-hmm, okay? Once you start, you know, offering, you know, website services, mm-hmm, okay? Website layout, website design services. Now, all of a sudden, you know, your portfolio expands. Mm-hmm. You've upped your game and you are worth that much more.
Yes.
And again, while I am a huge fan of niche, absolute huge, and I profess that all the time, two kinds of niches,
yeah,
right? You get your technical niche, mm-hmm, where you're creating logos all the time or PowerPoints all the time, and you can create a pretty good demand, or you've got an industry niche,
right?
Okay, we took the latter.
The industry.
We've, yep, got the industry niche, and our industry niche, we're offering a hell of a breadth of services. So by being able to offer that many more items, yeah, to customers, right, you become, like you said, that land and expand model. Mm-hmm. You're in there, and you're not going anywhere,
yep,
from that point forward, right?
Yeah.
Of course, you're future-proofing your skills and your, mm-hmm, abilities because you're growing.
This is awesome.
Right?
Yes.
Client retention.
Yes.
Okay, hey, you know, like I said, I love the best of them out there who are awesome at creating brands, mm-hmm, but if that customer was to come to me after and be like, hey, I got this kick-ass logo created by these other guys, mm-hmm, but I now need web services. Guess what? I'm, yeah, going to be like, hey, I'll offer you web services, and then I'll help you build your brand online, and then I'm going to help you build a content calendar. Mm-hmm. Shit, dude, I am going to treat you so well.
Yeah.
You're never going to go back to, yeah, that, exactly, guy, great as they were.
Yeah, that's right. It's like that meme with the boyfriend.
Right? Literally. But It's true, right? And then again, that land and expand. Once mm-hmm. you retain them, you're expand. You know, like there's no reason for them to go anywhere else, yes, right?
Exactly.
Of course, you know, as a designer who's always looking for, you know, new and exciting things, right? You're starting to diversify the projects yes. you get to work on, yes. right? This is cool. Yep. You're growing. Yep. You're not just, you know, you're not stagnant, just doing the same. So mm-hmm. it's like you're never bored.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Of course, now there's the option that you don't even have to worry about coding because there's no coding tools available for websites, which we'll get into detail a little bit later.
Yes.
But again, it's like now that there, you can create a website yourself without, you know, more or less using a programmer, mm-hmm. right? It opens up the world
yeah.
for so many new opportunities.
Big time.
Granted, you may not be able to do like a Johnson & Johnson or a Pfizer or one of these, you know, multi-billion dollar companies.
Yeah.
But guaranteed, you could probably do 2/3 of your portfolio, mm-hmm. okay, and your totally. Current clients.
Totally.
You know, and then this also opens up collaborative opportunities between you and other, you and other businesses in town.
Right.
Because if, in fact, you don't want to use a no-code, you know, tool or platform, and yep. you want to go and actually build it using like WordPress or another open source platform or paid, right? Mm-hmm. You now can go out, reach out, broaden your network, meet developers, and trust me, those developers are equally looking for competent graphic designers as well. Mm-hmm. Because the smart developers know that they're not graphic designers, okay? And I'm not saying a graphic designer should be a developer.
Yeah.
Absolutely not, okay? But I am saying a graphic designer should be a web designer. And there's a difference,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
2/3 of a website's process, mm-hmm. okay, from start to finish, 2/3.
Yes.
Okay, has nothing to do with code.
That's right.
And this is the part where we make most of our money. Mm-hmm. We make most of our money when it comes to web design, not on the coding part, because nope. that is the pen to paper.
Yeah.
Final stage. Yeah, okay.
That's right.
It's everything else that comes before that. And yeah. I think that's what designers don't realize. And I try to, you know, enlighten people and be like, listen, don't worry about the coding.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that side. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the value that you are giving your customers, okay, is in all the upfront work. Okay.
Right. Yes. So, yes.
And people don't realize
yes.
that. Okay.
Yes.
So you know what? It's frustrating
it
because
is.
People get so scared.
Yeah.
And they don't realize or they don't want to understand that, you know, what a graphic designer, you know, a future graphic designer, a full graphic designer with, you know, like who offers some strategic, you know, services, mm-hmm. who offers some branding, you know, strategy,
yep.
you know, they can do so much in this web space and charge so much, yes. you know, and they don't realize what they're missing.
Yeah.
So our web process, okay, mm-hmm. that a graphic designer can do, mm-hmm. okay, it's pretty straightforward, always starts off with research and discovery,
right.
okay?
Yeah.
You do this anyway.
Yep.
You're already there with the
yep.
customer.
Yep.
You're finding out about the customer. You're finding mm-hmm. out about their competition,
yep.
okay? You're finding out what makes them tick, what doesn't, right? Okay, and granted, you might be doing all this research for a brochure. Well, take that mindset online,
mm-hmm.
okay? Figure out what is the information that people actually need, okay? And what's missing right yep. now, right? You're yep. scoping out their competition. You know, right off the bat, research and discovery, first and foremost, okay?
Nice.
Then what we do is we plan out what we refer to as, you know, the site map, but in right. fact, that's, you know, the informational architecture of the website.
Right.
So we lay it out as like a family tree format.
Yes. yes.
Okay. Because that's how you see a website.
It's a hierarchy.
On a website, it is,
yeah.
right? And, yes. and so we kind of, you know, as graphic designers,
yeah.
we present it that way mm-hmm. and customers get it.
Yeah.
I've seen some coders do it left to right. Of course they're going to do it left to right because that's how they fucking code. The people who don't code have no idea what the hell they're looking at. But okay, go ahead. But regardless,
that's
right?
Funny.
What we do at this stage is we outline the top level pages
yeah.
and then all the other pages on the website that's required, right? Yeah. The information that's required on these pages, we list out, okay, this page is about your product. This page is about its features. You know, this is your case studies, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So again, information architecture or sitemap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, designer.
Designer. Okay? Yes, totally.
Then once that's approved, number three, we take a website project to the wireframe stage, mm-hmm. okay? Wireframes is you know, again, it's not coding, has nothing to do, but nope. what we're doing is think about how we lay out ads,
mm-hmm.
okay? We lay out ads or, you know, we lay out visuals, and we always think of, you know, what's the pattern? What's the journey, right? Like,
right.
where's the impact? Where's your eye travel? Does it travel up to the left? Does it go to the far right? Does it travel down?
Right.
We're doing the exact same thing, but for a website.
Yes.
Okay. So this is what we refer to as the wireframe stage. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is basically exactly that. What's the journey of every one of these pages, mm-hmm. and what is the content that they're going to see at those stages? Yes. So they're going to have a big image at the top of the page. Good. It's going to have a big bold message. It's going to now take them to a banner. It's going to now take them to an introduction about the product. It's going to, you know, have a call to action about that. Maybe mm-hmm. a second banner, maybe a blog post, call to action at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Basically, we're trying to outline, you know, what that creative process is or what the journey is,
right?
Without introducing creative.
Any creative.
We don't want that.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you put creative, it distracts people.
Exactly.
And right now,
I don't want to jump too far ahead.
Exactly. Yes. We are trying to make people understand what the journey we want, you know, the person on the site travel or where they're going. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
And then once they approve that, okay, then we go to the creative stage.
Yes.
Okay. That's when we start designing the pages, the look, the feel. We take the brand, we get creative, right? Mm-hmm. We start building out every page, but flat.
Mm-hmm.
Flat. Yes. We don't code that shit.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
It's fucking flat.
Yes.
Okay. So this is four stages. 2/3 of what we bill for are these four stages.
Yes.
Fifth and sixth is code and then QA and launch.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, 2/3 of the cost is what I described. And there's, you know, 2/3 of the cost, 2/3 of the money there. And then again, that 1/3. So many options for that, right?
Totally.
So I don't think people understand, like, you know, there's so much that designers can do and offer, and they're just leaving it there because they're too intimidated about that last stage, okay?
Yes.
That last stage. And the funny thing is, and this is the part that kills me, that last stage, you have so many options. Mm. So how we approach our projects, okay, our contract has got two prices for a website, okay? The upfront 2/3 cost of all everything I described.
Yep.
And then that last third, okay, which is the code and launch. The reason being, okay, that we offer it that way is because we give the customer the option at that point, if they want to go and code it somewhere else.
Really?
Okay, go for it. If you want to code it internally because you have a web guy in-house, go for it, right?
Interesting.
We put that option out there, okay? That's only happened once.
Oh, really?
It's only happened once. But again, we put that option out there because everything that we do, the value that we do is all that upfront that we just explained, that I just talked about every one of those stages.
Right.
Okay. That coding part is the last, like the last third. They can do it themselves.
Yeah.
We can do it. We can sub it out to a third party if we need to.
Right.
But that's how, you know, we divide those two, like those two parts. Right. And again, like I said, only once. You know, somebody's taking this up and try to do it internally. It was a disaster. They came back. We build them more for done deal, right? But needless to say. But now when it comes to that other third, okay, you know, designers will be like, well, I'm not a coder. Okay, so forget it. I'm going to give up at this stage, right?
Yes.
But again, have two options for this. Okay. Number one, you can go look to your local network, right? Find a local web developer to actually, you know, and there are so many freelance web developers. These people will hook you up with your domain name. They'll hook you up with hosting for your website. Mm-hmm. They'll build it.
Yep.
You know, they'll put you on a small little monthly, you know, contract that you can up and build to the customer that puts it on a maintenance plan that makes sure it's updated, it's online.
Yep.
They'll take care of all that because they love that.
Yes.
That's what they do.
That's their job.
Yes. And your job is not that because you're a graphic designer.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, you're not a graphic designer. You are a designer.
A designer, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
at this point, you're thinking more than
beyond. You
know, exactly.
Yeah.
You're beyond
out of your comfort zone, sort of. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, you know, you've got that option then, you know, to find somebody competent. And I know a lot of designers that do that.
Yes.
Okay. And they do it well.
I did that when I was freelancing.
Really?
I had a developer guy, and it was funny because he was like, he was designing. He was designing websites. And I was like, dude, come on. I could help you with this. He's like, would you please? So there is a give and take with that.
Absolutely.
I think most developers hate doing the creative aspect
of it.
Right? Because they know that's their weakest side, right?
It's a completely different side.
So me and my buddy, we were like lights out with websites, stuff like that.
Beauty.
Yeah. And it was exactly like you said, I got to do all the stuff. I had to tell him what I wanted it. This is how it's laid out. This is how I want this to act. And he would build it. And it was like, boom.
Done.
It was a perfect perfect way to work.
It's an easy, you know, give and take relationship.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, Leslie down the street, like, you know, her design shop, that's all they did. They realized they had to offer web. They didn't want to bring it in house.
Right.
They partnered up with a small shop. They do all the front end. They do the design work. The small shop does the coding. They give each other back and forth work.
Yeah.
It is a perfect symbiotic relationship.
And that's the thing. Like I said, the developers are looking for creative people too. It goes both ways, right?
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah.
But let's say you are a bugger to work with. Let's say you are such a pain in the ass.
Well, it's true. Who told you?
And let's say, hypothetically speaking, you can't actually, you know, you don't want to get a coder, or there's nobody locally, whatever. That's cool too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because there's also a second option, okay, which is now called no code website builders. Okay. So now these are platforms. They're online platforms. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, browser based, and you can build websites based on, and they're not even templated websites. You can, they'll always offer template themes that you can just jump in and
go. Is that like Wix? Like that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but again, once you get in there, you can build your stuff from scratch.
Right.
Okay. Oh. So the most popular one, of course, Wix is one.
Oh, okay.
Squarespace. That's another big one. Okay.
Yep.
But there's one really good one called Webflow.
Webflow.
Okay. And Webflow was built for designers more than Wix. So I think Wix and Square were initially built for scale. They wanted to pump out like millions of templates and themes and have everybody jump on there and go to it. Right.
Yeah.
Where this program Webflow is a tool built for designers to build websites. Okay. And again, it gets rid of all the coding for you. Okay. Awesome. I saw an episode of the future. Okay. Christo's, you know, show. Okay. Oh. And even they had a project for a brewery. Yeah. And they chose Webflow as and again, we're not sponsored. It's just, it's a good platform for designers to get into, right? No code. They didn't, for this particular job, they didn't have budget for coding, right? So they were like, you know what? But we don't need to. We've got this awesome platform. And they built a kick-ass website.
Wow.
Nice. It was so designy. It was so great, right? Because difference is, as designers, we catch all those little details.
Yes.
Like, I can't stand it when I like go find a company website and at the bottom of it, it doesn't have their brand. It's got like WordPress logo and WordPress this, and it's like insert logo, and it's got lorem ipsum. Because people don't catch this shit. Exactly, right? But designers can elevate any shitty ass templated website, you know, or themed or anything like that. Just based on the fact that this is what we do, and we're a lot more detail oriented. It's pretty funny when you see that. That is
hilarious.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's awful.
So again, you know, you don't want to partner up with anybody else for whatever reason, or maybe you don't have access to, consider these platforms.
Yeah.
You could still deliver. And again, you can deliver a great site for probably 2/3, if not 3/4 of your client base.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, these are perfect for those small to medium websites, right? Perfect for that.
Yep.
So, I mean, you have options. Okay. But, you know, again, it's a matter of breaking down these graphic designer apprehensions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't understand why. I was excited to jump into it. And I didn't think it made me any less of a designer.
No.
I think, you know, while maybe it made me less of a hands-on graphic designer, I think it made me a better overall designer.
Yes.
Because I was able to like understand the client's full vision, deliver their full package, their full brand, and able to build their whole program for them.
And there's something exciting about designing a website. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't get the glam and the accolades that the logos do. The logos are awesome. Yes, I agree. But a website, there's a story. It's like a big, you know, it's meaty.
It is. It's a lot
more. There's something fascinating and intriguing about it. I love it.
And you know, this is going to be horrible, and this is going to be sacrilege for me to say. And I think as of tomorrow, nobody's ever going to listen to this podcast by me saying this. But
oh wow,
the reality
he's burning
is,
her to the ground.
burning those bridges. The reality is, okay, logos are fucking awesome.
Yep.
Best, you know, fun part of the job, but they don't make the sale.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't. The website will get the lead. The website will guide people to their phone. Yep. You know, the logo just aids that process.
Yes.
Okay. But it's the website that closes the deal.
Yep.
And that's why people value it more and put more money towards it, more energy towards that than towards often just the branding. Because again, the branding needs everything else to promote it.
Yeah.
The website is the vessel to get the customer through the door, make the cash register ring, yes, or whatever, yes, right? It is. It's that website. And that's why it's a huge part of the company.
Big time. Yeah, yeah. Totally. Yeah. And it's, and like you said, like this is stuff that there's ways around it. I was afraid. I was terrified of getting into web stuff, but also it was kind of like, it was exhilarating too, all at the same
time. Absolutely.
Because, right? You know, we have a thirst for knowledge and we always want to do something that's different.
Absolutely.
And back in the aughts, the early aughts, the website, the coding stuff, I remember learning Dreamweaver. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
But it was just like
I still see that come out once in a while.
People still use that?
People still talk about it like it's a thing. Guys, Dreamweaver is not a thing.
No, it's not.
It's dead. No. Let it die.
Yes.
Don't bring it up.
Back in the day, it was
one of our only options.
It was one of our only options.
For designers to get into that space anyway. Exactly. Yes. But again, you know what? We need, as designers, whether it's graphic designer, whether it's, motion designers or whatever, right? A little more. it's good. We have to keep up with technology. We have to keep up with innovations. Otherwise, we're going to outdate ourselves, right?
That's right.
We've talked about this before, you don't outdate yourself unless you intentionally give up, learning, right? Yep. So I can understand maybe designers being apprehensive about learning, But again, it's not that different. The process is there, and it's easy to learn. Shit, I'll give you questions. Hit me up. Mm-hmm. I will go through this process even more, right? I've helped out many people with this process and how to incorporate this, right?
Nice.
There's also, I think maybe designers, they're a little apprehensive because it's a different level of quality control, for the designs. Because again, on a computer screen, right? When you've got like, no borders, you can make things look as you want, right?
Yes.
Where with a website, you are coding stuff, whether it's a no code site or you are partnering up with somebody. So there is going to be limitations, right?
Yes.
But we've come so far with that, and you've seen and you've experienced so many websites that, this is just another brief.
Yes.
Okay. You can design within this brief. So, don't worry about the lack of design control versus what you're used to on this thing. That's a bullshit excuse.
Totally.
I think a lot of graphic designers maybe might, a big term that, is thrown out there and everybody's so scared of is user experience. And then there's UX designers that they make themselves be this fucking godlike
Superman,
super person that, you can't do it. If you're a graphic designer, you cannot.
Forget it. You don't know what we're talking about.
Duh. Okay.
We got into school for
First
this.
Off, before fucking user or UXers existed, it was the graphic designers who were creating those user experiences. Yes, okay.
Exactly.
And often that's where they're graduating from. They're going from graphic design to UX. Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay, maybe there's, UX, their niche. Mm-hmm. Okay, so fine. They might be more up to speed with, all the little latest trends, updates, what research is saying now versus then, right? But again, that only really applies for those giant projects that they need that kind of expertise.
Yes, one of those massive websites that you were talking about, like a bank or something.
We're fucking designers.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, we are. We understand, flow. We understand hierarchy.
Yes.
We understand, journey. This
journeys,
is what we fucking live and breathe.
Yes,
let
personas.
Alone white space. Yeah. Personas.
Yeah, I know. We know all this.
We know this shit. So don't tell me that, you can't do what they do. And again, maybe not to their level, the far few that are dealing with billion-dollar companies, but two-thirds of them, dude, you can do it.
Yes.
Okay. And trust me, you can do that. So don't let that bug you. Yep. When it comes to shit like SEO, pay-per-click, technical requirements, I get it, right? Mm-hmm. That's a lot to learn.
That is.
But you don't have to learn.
Okay. So this is...
And that's the beautiful thing, okay?
Right.
When we build websites... When we build websites, we tell people like, look, we will build that website. And okay, while we made the choice to make the on-site SEO, we took that on ourselves, of course, just because, we believe that we're creators and we will create you something that works.
Yep.
So we will go through the technical requirements and worry about the on-page SEO, right? Mm-hmm. But clear as day, tell them that SEO is a full-time job that is better farmed out to an expert.
Yes.
Just like pay per click. Mm. It's a full-time job that, you know what, sure, you could try to do a half-ass job at it. Anybody can do a half-ass, but just like 90% of, you know, service industries, right?
Yep.
It's not a matter of just being able to do it. It's a matter of doing it well.
Yes.
And when we tell people that, look, like pay-per-click is a full-time gig and, you know, if you want it to be effective and we recommend like hiring an expert, someone who does this on a regular basis, right? Yeah. So same, you know, technical requirements, hosting, all that, right? I'm not going to try to host a website.
No, I'll
use a third-party service.
Yeah, totally.
I'll use GoDaddy if I have to, right? And again, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
So you don't have to take on these niche, you know, scary things. These are things that other companies do full-time. They do well.
Yep.
Let them do it and explain to the customer that, you know, your role is to build them a site and we need to bring in experts to take it to that next level. And if somebody is claiming that they'll do it all for you, they're lying because they're only going to do a really shitty job at like everything for you, right?
Yes.
I think a lot of, you know, graphic designers might almost feel like that whole imposter syndrome thing kicked in.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Because it's like, oh, you know what? I'm new at this.
Yeah.
I've never built a website and I'm going to get called out on it, right?
Yes.
But again, just like in our design space, you just got to get over that shit.
Yeah, totally.
Right? Because we are, there is nobody else better positioned than we are to make that jump and offer that service in our space, right?
Exactly.
Financial investment, you know, for learning. Some people might be like, oh shit, I got to buy new tools, this, that. You don't have to buy anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Like not number anymore. One, you don't have to pay for anything. Almost every one of these platforms offers a free version to try.
Yes.
And as for learning, YouTube has got more information than any other platform I've ever seen on this kind of stuff.
Yes.
So everything's there, right? Like you do not need, you know, to worry about a financial investment at this point. This is like minimal, but the return on this is massive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, I don't just want to be doing websites to stay in business. Dude, this is longevity.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, we're not talking about paying the bills. We're talking about creating your brand for your customer, putting it online, and nurturing that thing on an ongoing basis.
Yes.
It's like saying, you know what? I just want to give birth to the child, but I don't want to raise it. Like, this is exactly it. Just let me pop out the baby.
Done. I'm out of here.
Pop out the baby brand and walk away from it, right?
That's exactly it.
Let me stay. Give birth to a logo and then run.
Oh, it's beautiful. Okay, see ya.
Hey, that logo process is painful.
It is, but
once you birth that damn thing, you've got to raise that logo and raise that brand. Help it grow.
Help it grow
into a brand.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, that's a weird analogy. Oh,
that
is.
That's really heavy, man.
So, you know, practical advice on where to start.
Yes.
Okay. And I put down a couple things here. Super basic. And I think everybody can follow this. This is fucking no brainer shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. After I do this, it's up to you.
Yes.
Okay. I think you're crazy if you don't consider this because again, this is guaranteed so many pluses, but okay. Right. First and foremost. Okay. Number one, start small.
Yes.
Plain and simple. Start small. Begin with like a small website project. Maybe just a single page website, okay? Do this to build, you know, your confidence, number one. And then, of course, build your understanding of web design principles, okay? And seriously, start with a small single page website.
Yeah.
Okay? I see these all the time. I see tech companies. I see software companies building a single page website. And that's nothing more than just one giant page. That's it.
That's
all the links at the top. It makes you think you're linking internally. No, it just shoots you down that
page.
Start simple. Start with small websites, you know, low, easy barriers to entry, right? And just to get comfortable with that, okay?
Yes.
While you're there, start exploring these no-code tools, okay? See for yourself, okay? See what, okay, jumping into like a Wix versus Squarespace, they're basically template driven.
Yep.
But then give this other one a try, the Webflow.
Yes.
Okay, I think it's Webflow.ai or IO, I think, IO. But I mean, again, give it a shot. It's just like, you know, Photoshop and Illustrator combined, you know, but with padding. Actually, it's more like InDesign. Because that's more layout driven, right?
Right.
So it's similar to these programs. And, you know, there's so many familiar tools with this. It's easy to get into. So it's a no-brainer in that sense, okay? So start small and then explore these no-code tools, okay?
Yes.
Number three, do yourself a favor and start brushing up on the UX terms. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's just so you can have eloquent conversations with your customer.
Yep.
Okay. But it does help you understand, you know, terminology.
Yes.
Okay. And that's huge. Okay. Not that I'm a big buzzword fan, because we know that we hate buzzwords. We're
certainly not. But like I was going to say, sorry to interrupt, but you a lot of times you're doing it and there's a name for it in the UX field. You know what I mean? Like
100%,
we're already, you're like, oh, I know this. I know what I'm talking
about. I'm already doing this.
Absolutely. I didn't know it was called this over on this side of the
fence.
Yes.
Exactly. Right. So literally just this just, you know, design principles, understand UX principles, and you'll see how many of those are exactly the fucking same. Mm-hmm. So then you can go back to your UX design friends and be like, I fucking told you guys. Okay.
Not fooling me.
Once you start building out your single page sites, or you start planning out some of your sites, compare them to other sites in the exact same space.
Ah.
Okay. So if you're building a single page website for a restaurant, right? Go look at other restaurant websites that are using that and compare the two. Yeah. See what they're doing that you're not. Okay. See how you can elevate yours a little different. Add stuff. Cheat. This is how you learn in this space. Okay. Yeah. Like, there's no shame in doing this, because again, this is just part of the learning process. Mm-hmm. So compare what you've created, you know, to others in the exact same industry. Okay. Yes. And then once you start getting creative, you can kind of venture out into other industries, under other spaces. But to start off, again, this is just a start, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Building a coffee site, you know, website. Go visit other ones, yes. Okay? Go check out what they're doing, and then you can kind of start making a roadmap for the future and what you can add and plan to, okay?
Yeah. Awesome.
Again, collaborate with local developers.
There you go.
And I would recommend, even if you don't want to use these people, I would still collaborate with them, because it's good to have these people on your side.
Big time.
If your customer has questions, if your customer is interested in another option other than Webflow or Wix or Squarespace, right? It's good to have these people on your side, because, I mean, number one, you'll learn so much from them.
Big time.
But then even more so, you'll get business from them.
Yes.
Okay. They'll pay you to learn from them.
Yes.
Okay. Because again, what you have that they don't is you've got design chops, where they're generally, you know, coders, and, you know, and they might lack in that sense. And they, like you said, Sean, they don't like to do that shit.
They don't. No.
Oh, man.
But they like to talk about what they're going to do with the website. So,
my God.
Yeah. I've been on many client interviews, and the developer would he'd just go off and he'd do his thing.
Go to town with it, right?
Exactly. This is what I'm going to do. And you know full well, it's just like, well, I'm going to make it look fucking awesome,
man. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And last but not least, okay, to ease yourself into this whole new little realm, this little experience, this little project, right?
Yep.
Get on YouTube.
Yes.
Literally, get on YouTube. And I'm not talking spend weeks on fucking YouTube, okay? No. There's, you know, there is a couple really good places. There's somebody called Flux Academy, okay, who is... He's actually, you know, I like his sites, I like his videos, right? He's a UX guy, but he talks about web, how to start. I think he's got this one full 20 videos course. It's 3 hours long. It's 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
But it's 20 little videos that takes you from start to finish. He's also got a 30-minute condensed version, talks about everything that we talked about in details. Huh. Okay, he's got other ways of going about things. Fine, right? What we talked about today was our way of going about it.
Right.
And what lands us big ass websites, but hey, you know, whatever, you know, listen to other people too. But you know what I mean? Again, Flux Academy, okay, Flux Academy. On YouTube. Plus, there are a couple other people on YouTube. There's a lot on YouTube, okay? And I'm on YouTube a lot. I see it's out there, you know, and again, great way to learn.
Yeah.
So just going by these six things, right? Start small, explore no code stuff, understand UX a little bit more, compare your website to directly other ones, you know, collaborate with other developers and get to, you know, build your network locally, and then get on YouTube and learn some more. Yeah. Just by those little six things, honestly, in 6 weeks, you will be able to turn out a website, probably charge a hell of a lot more than you are for your logos right now.
Here we go.
I hate to say it, but it's true, dude.
That's absolutely true. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. There was a point when, you know, this was a lot more difficult. Okay,
This is true. Yes. Back in the old days, yes, this was hard.
It wasn't easy. Heck, we had to buy a web company in order to bring web in-house, okay, back then.
Yes.
Now?
Yeah.
That's not the case, man. That's not the case at all.
No,
so you guys have so much available to you right now that honestly, you're crazy not to get into this.
Yeah.
Big right? time. There's too many ups to this one.
Yes.
To just be like, no, I'm intimidated. Yep. I just don't want anything to do with it. Yep. It feels overwhelming. Fuck, yep. Come on. Grow up. Give me that shit.
Yeah, back in the old days, it was scary, but now not so much. I think it's kind of there's been a lot of inroads into making this a hell of a lot easier.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we take in the bullpen and we're like, hey guys, got a website design project. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to come up with one concept that we're going to pitch to the customer.
Yep.
Is everybody excited or do they groan?
No, it's awesome.
Right?
Yeah, it's great.
It's like a whole other side of design.
I get a tingle. Yeah, it's apples and oranges.
Yeah, yeah
mind yeah, yeah. you, like because the logo is a totally different vibe.
Absolutely,
but
it is.
But a website is really cool in its own right. Mm-hmm. Like I love the way it kind of flows together and
I agree.
Everything kind of hooks in, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of thought involved into it. So,
and I mean, there's some pretty creative shit coming out of the back there.
And there certainly is. Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of talent back there.
Yeah,
for sure.
So yeah, guys, you know what? I've got a friend that I'm going to bring on in a couple of weeks. And again, he was a freelancer and he was a graphic designer and he went into web and he killed it.
He was a graphic designer. He went was into
graphic
web.
Design. Oh. Actually, he was a cabinet dude who then went into graphic design. Who then went into?
I hate people that are good at everything.
But I mean, this guy. I mean, from his house, he started as a freelancer, right? And then he went freelance web, and then he started bringing on some people, and then bringing in extra help. He ended up selling his business, and now he's teaching this shit. So I'm gonna bring him on.
Yes,
I'm gonna bring him on in a couple weeks, and then we'll a whole other view, and he might fucking shit all over everything I just said today, and that's fine because this is how we did it, and I'm okay with that. But again, I'm curious to see his angle on this. Yeah. I suspect based on his journey, he'll probably say the same thing. Like, you guys are crazy. You're leaving lots on the table. I'm going to do that. I'm going to bring that guy on there.
An interesting. Yeah, I want to hear this because like this sounds friggin' awesome. Like
absolutely.
He was a designer at the beginning.
Yep,
100%. And made that transition.
Made the transition.
And never looked back.
Never looked back.
Wow.
Right? So.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
So listen, I don't want to wrap this up, but, hit us up soon at Creative South. You know, please come visit us down if you are in the area. We're going to have some swag. We're going to have some stickers. We're going to have
some ribs.
We're going to have some ribs. Oh, some good old Southern.
Some burnt ends.
Some whiskey. Bourbon down there.
Oh, bourbon. Good, right? That's right.
But, we're going to have a lot of really cool friends down there.
This is true.
Lincoln's going to be there.
Yep.
You know, we've got
Christy.
That's going to be great, right? Yep. Christy Campbell. She's coming over from Australia this bad boy,
that's
right?
That's awesome.
Of course, Mike Jones. Hang out. Everybody knows that, dude. Mm-hmm. So, if you can, check out Creative South. And again, it's coming soon. So jump on that, everybody.
Yes.
And I hope you got a lot out of this. Don't be scared to reach out. If you guys want to know more about my process, ask. I'm happy to share. I'm happy to get onto a Zoom or chat with anybody on this one. I do think this is you guys are leaving shit on the table if you're not actually pursuing this. So, and I'm passionate about this. I believe this thoroughly. So fucking do it. Okay. That's it. That's all.
The Italian's passionate. Well, go figure.
But by all means, hit us up on our website, hit us up on Instagram, we got some great conversations going on there, and we're also on YouTube
on the dude
stuff. Yep. Yeah. Not sure why, but it's fun. People can see us on there. So
yes.
All right, everybody. My name is Massimo.
And my name is Sean.
Stay creative.
And stay angry.